When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My thanks to this week's sponsor, Hayloft Plants of Pershaw in Worcestershire. Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to exchange some news, views, a bit of seasonal advice and hopefully answer some of your gardening quandaries along the way. It was quite a week last week at the Chelsea Flower Show. And the worst bit for exhibitors, quite honestly, is the last day, Sunday, this year, after six pretty tiring days. We are allowed to sell all our plants at 4 o'clock. And that is like the January sales, with show visitors desperate to buy their chosen show plants. After about an hour of this melee, we're left to take all the plants down that remain, to deconstruct all the woodwork, bag the compost, pack up and box any unsold plants. And by 10 o'clock, our site was clear, just as we found it a fortnight before. All that remained was to drive home. Quite honestly, Chelsea Show is like a drug to long-term exhibitors. It's probably the best-known flower show in the world, staged for over 100 years by the Royal Horticultural Society at the home of Chelsea pensioners, you know, in the grounds surrounding the Royal Chelsea Hospital. The event absolutely oozes prestige, and especially when the royal family make their private visit at 6 o'clock on the Monday evening. But there we are. Certainly those people new to the show, when they came to our pyramid, which was about 4 metres high and similar sort of base, square, absolutely packed with flowering plants. I mean, as you walk towards it, 20 or 30 yards away, it shone out with colour. And the two ladies, Val Kreisman and Molly, her daughter, did a fantastic job just artistically matching the colours of all the different plants. And underneath, as a sort of infill to three of the sides, were our verbena, Seabrook's lavender, and of course the new introduction, Margaret's Memory. It was very pleasing to find that so popular. Lots of people were coming up saying that they were growing it in their garden, and it was putting on a really lovely floral display. And a number of people said, where could they lay hands on it and how did they grow it? Well, it is certainly listed by Hayloft Plants. A number of independent garden centres have been offering it, and it should be fairly freely available next spring. It is a short-lived perennial, and that means that it will flower pretty well for three summers, although over winter it doesn't need to be in really heavy waterlogged soil. It needs a free-draining condition. If you've got it growing in pots, then move those close to the house so there is a bit of protection if the winter temperatures drop below, what shall we say, minus 15 or something like that centigrade. Where plants are a little bit straggly, if you trim them back, they very quickly branch out from the base and will be renewed. One of the best things about Chelsea for many of us is that it gives the industry a chance to meet up, make new friends and see old ones too. That's certainly the case for me, and I saw a great many people, some I hadn't seen for years. It was great just to see eye to eye and exchange all our latest news and views. While I was at the show, I bumped into Derek Jarman from Hayloft Plants, and I asked him what he thought about Chelsea Flower Show 2021.
I think the RHS has done a great job to get this together in this pandemic period. The autumn colours, it's lovely, the oranges, the coppers, the browns, the yellows and a few reds. It's nice time of the year. It's colourful. The weather is brilliant. Hats off to the exhibitors who've managed to get delphiniums and begonias in flower in September, which is quite an achievement. And also lots of new exhibitors. I look at the topiary for the New Forest. There's new people here, new blood, and the industry needs new blood. So no, I'm really enjoying it. And you know, Peter Stand looks fantastic. He's a great ambassador of the industry.
I need that kind of flattery. Yes, keep going, Derry.
And just looking at to get the plants here from around the country and the hard work to get the growers to commit to get them on time to build the stand. It is a fantastic testament to the horticulture industry.
Now, Chelsea was a bit of a challenge this year. I suppose it's always a challenge, but because it had moved for the first time ever to September, the difficulty really was the very high temperatures we had early in September. All those plants just slowing down, setting seed and going to bed, so to speak, just didn't like those 4 or 5 days at 90 degree temperatures. But there we are. We made it. And those people walking the avenues, I don't think, would have noticed for a moment. Of course, you travel those 2 hours into London and bump into people you see pretty well every day. Now I've stopped in his tracks, Rob Brett, the curator of Hyde Hall Gardens. I'm a bit surprised to see him here, really, on a Friday, having deserted his home patch. I'm sure they say farmers are best fertiliser are their boots. And so, Rob, two questions of you, really. What do you think of Chelsea Flower Show September? And how are things at Hyde Hall, in your view?
Thanks very much, Peter. Coming to Chelsea in September, for me, I think probably what has been the key thing is actually somebody used the word peaceful to describe a lot of the sort of gardens. Restful is probably another term that's sort of come out. And I think in all honesty, what I would say about the September Chelsea more than anything else is the fact that actually you've got this perhaps truer sense of how a garden actually matures through the year in definitely the show gardens, and the aspect of how the displays haven't been manicured completely perfectly. What you actually have then is a number of plants that have actually perhaps gone to seed on Tom Massey's garden, which is the Yeo Valley garden. He's got cardiocrinums that have got the seed heads on, etc. And I just think that that's actually what true gardening, I suppose, is all about, is leaving things, etc., that have gone over, because actually they still got delight, even though perhaps they're past their best. I must admit, I was a bit surprised, as we do have actually the National Collection of Colchicums at Hyde Hall. I was expecting perhaps a lot more colchicums, perhaps through the show gardens, etc., but actually I was certainly able to discover them in the Ranelagh Gardens, out the back of the Chelsea, etc., doing their bit. And then, of course, whenever I'm doing a tour, of course, you've got to do the show gardens and that particular element. But also what I love is I always end the tours by coming into the floral marquee. So for me, the floral marquee is really what Chelsea is all about. And it's just an absolute delight. You know, you've got the brightness and the colours of all of the different cultivars and plants that are being put around here, and it's also just a true admiration and respect for all the nursery growers and all that they do in order to still create perfection, okay? And create perfection not just in May, but obviously doing perfection in September as well.
But Rob,
What about the clematis from Ray Everson and John Wheatley's vegetables? What do you think of that?
So, speaking of, obviously, Ray Everson, I mean, it's his 31st gold. He obviously got the President's Award, and rightly so, I would say. But if you hear the story about the clematis, or clematis, should I say, he always corrects me, that he has. There's 2,500 plants on that stand. He was obviously gearing up for May. He put them, obviously, into a fridge to make sure that they weren't flowering too early or anything along those lines, giving them the cold snap, bringing them out, okay, encouraging nurturing them, getting them growing, starting to get them into flower, and, of course, then May got delayed, okay? So he then cuts it all the way back. He sort of describes it as back to about sort of 2 or 3 inches, puts them back into the fridge, says, there you go, you're back in for winter, okay, and I'll bring you out in a little bit time, 8 weeks, I think, ahead of September, Chelsea, and then starts to try and grow them off and get them into flower, and he's done that, and it's just a magnificent display. And then, you know, the likes of John Wheatley and his growing skill, not obviously just on vegetables, but also on a plethora of other stuff that he actually grows, and he's obviously a champion dahlia grower as well. And actually here, you know, not only John Wheatley's vegetables that he's actually got, but also Pennard plants there stand. There's some fabulous okra that they've got actually growing on their stand. And then also we cannot forget Medwin Williams and what he's actually achieved. And it's perfection, it's glorious, it's loud, it's everything that you expect from a floral marquee, and it's fabulous.
As you heard, the flower show is also part fruit and vegetable show. It was great to see Medwin Williams exhibiting. Boy, he had some fantastic vegetables. I mean, there were celeries towering at the top of his stand, giant onions, really beautiful long beet, tomatoes. I mean, whatever fruit or vegetable that you would grow on an allotment, he had it there absolutely sparkling. Another thing that you might not expect to see at a flower show is the very finest garden furniture Gaze Berber were on hand, showing their really beautiful garden seats, tables, and all manner of upmarket garden furniture. I've now caught up with Francis Hatton Brown from Gaze Burville. Now, earlier this year, I was fortunate to join Deborah Meaden and Chris Harrop to judge the new products for the Chelsea Flower Show. And Gaze Burville had a really beautiful steam bent chair. I love wood, and it's really elegant furniture. Francis, can you tell me, you have a really beautiful garden and this furniture all set out. How has Chelsea September performed for you? You know, have you had a good time?
For us, it has been an absolutely fantastic celebration of this time of year. And we were just so thrilled to be able to have the show at all. So it has been wonderful. And we've worked with Anne-Marie Powell to create the garden, and she has done an amazing job. And we are the absolute centre of attention here at Chelsea, helped enormously by the weather, which has been really, really kind for us. And while we speak at the moment, we're overlooking our garden, and it has been put to the use that we love our gardens to do. It's full of life and atmosphere and happiness, and everybody is sitting very comfortably and just enjoying the moments to celebrate this wonderful English time of year.
But you have to tell us a little bit about Gaze Burville. Where are you? What are the range of products you offer?
So, Gaze Burville was founded in 1992 by Simon Burville and Christian Gaze. Simon is an incredibly passionate founder, and he's currently very, very busy creating new designs. So we're based in Hampshire. We have a lovely workshop there. We employ 36 craftsmen and supporting staff. And we also currently have a really active apprenticeship program there too.
I love that reference to apprentice. You know, we need young people to be trained in these skills. I'm absolutely envious of this luxurious garden furniture. Wish you every success, Francis. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Peter. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Of course, the great thing about Chelsea is that it brings new and old together. From seasoned growers and producers to gardeners who are just starting out in horticulture. With that in mind, I wanted to hear from some of the people who were a bit newer to gardening. So here's a couple of vox pops. I've just bumped into two more people. Actually, it's sell down, absolute chaos here. Now, could you tell me who you are, where you've come from, and have you been to Chelsea before?
Hi, my name is Hugh. It's first time at Chelsea Flower Show. Absolutely lovely. An honour to meet Peter. And, yeah, it's been an absolutely wonderful day with my friend Kirsty.
What have you bought?
Oh, I've bought the little mini rose. What's the name of it?
That's Zapiti from Mayon in France. That will flower non-stop from June to, I would think November with a bit of luck.
And the Margaret's Memory, and which is an honour, obviously, to meet Peter's in memory of his wife. And the blue salvia and pink salvia as well. From another lovely stall.
Now, you're with this gentleman. Who are you?
My name's Kirsty, and I'm from Leicestershire, and it's the first time to Chelsea. It's been a wonderful day. Really lovely to meet Peter, and he's just a font of knowledge. It's been absolutely wonderful.
I need that kind of flattery. safe journey home. Thank my pleasure much, to have met you. Goodbye. Now, I've just bumped into a really lovely young lady who seems pretty excited and interested in gardening. I don't know your name. Could you tell me who you are and where you come from and what you're thinking about this Chelsea Flower Show in September?
Hi, Peter. Yep, my name's T, and I come from a little village in Northamptonshire called Grendon. We moved into our house last November, and I was very insistent with my husband. I wanted a house with a big garden. So this is my first year in my new house, and it's my third year in Chelsea, and it's definitely the best year so far because I bumped into you and met you.
Steady now. I can do with that flattery.
And what I was really looking forward to seeing at Chelsea this year is the autumn planting. So it's quite strange to see things like all of the delphiniums and the foxgloves. At this time of year, we were really looking forward to seeing some more of the autumn planting. But, it's definitely my best Chelsea, as I say.
But what about home? What are you growing? What are the successes and failures for you this year?
So I was very excited with my new garden. I was able to buy my first greenhouse. And I have grown everything so much from seed, fruit, more vegetables and plants. I've had tremendous success on the vegetable front. I've grown everything from aubergines, chilies, peppers, cucumbers, tomatoes, potatoes, beetroot, celeriac, carrots, three varieties of potatoes. And I'm married to a man that doesn't eat vegetables. And in flowers, everything from cosmos, gora, lupins, delphiniums, foxgloves. I've had the most amazing success. My first time growing dahlias. Really amazing success with dahlias. They've been beautiful. I've still got a lot of work to do in terms of digging my bed. So I've got a lot of things in pots at the moment. But but it's my first year.
Thank you very much indeed. Lovely to meet you. Keep growing. My closing thoughts on Chelsea this year? Well, I can assure you, thousands of the visitors will remember some of the spectacular exhibits. I will certainly remember the fantastic exhibit of clematis from Raymond Everson, from the vegetables, chrysanthemums, dahlias and things for Southwest in Bloom, many of them staged by John Wheatley. The Birmingham Parks people too, they had a stunning exhibit. And congratulations too to David Dominey. He got a gold medal for his display on houseplants and how they could improve the health and well-being of most of us. And then perhaps for my final thought, the well-known quote from Rudyard Kipling, "Gardens are not made by singing. Oh, how beautiful, and sitting in the shade." No, that's certainly true. Although it was such a relief to go out into my garden today, walk over the dew-blessed lawn to pick some really lovely apples off the cordon trees in my garden. Egremont russet now coming away easily, and I must get the last few scrumptious picked. They need to be picked and eating. And so I must do my bit to prepare for the next garden show. Next year, it will be 2022, and 70 years since I first walked through the entrance to the Great Pavilion. I remember it as if it was yesterday. My thanks to this week's sponsor, Hayloft Plants of Pershaw in Worcestershire. To my producer, Rich Jarman, and of course to you for listening.
There is no better group of plants for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla, producing single roots like flowers continually from June to the first frost. All are very easy to grow in any garden, but the best results are obtained.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.